What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, hope everyone's having a now wonderful afternoon. Oh yeah, wonderful afternoon. I thought it was 11:49, but it's 12:59. So yeah. But yeah, guys. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Guys, football is crazy. A lot of crazy games. Yesterday, you know, on Friday, we saw two interesting games. And Thursday, we saw another crazy game. I believe we have one game being played today and another game being played tomorrow. We're going to be having our first ever Monday night football game, Monday night preseason football game. We're gonna have the Chargers play the Raiders. So hopefully we get some action from Derek Carr and Justin Herbert. Obviously we saw Derek Carr looked really good, you know, in his first debut with the Raiders. I don't know if we're gonna see him play today. But he looked really good. You know, obviously there's a lot of people have been trashing Derek Carr going to the Raiders. I forgot the Saints. He doesn't play for the Raiders anymore. The Saints and the Chargers. I forgot Derek. Why do I forget things so easy? So yeah, Derek Carr, he's on the Saints and he looked really good. You know, I don't know if we're gonna see him play again. You know, but I'm hoping, because I think just seeing how good Derek Carr played against a really good Chiefs defense, despite the Chiefs not having their starters, the Chiefs, they got some pretty good rookies on that defense. You know, Michael Thomas, if Michael Thomas can stay healthy, you know, I think Derek Carr could have a really good season. Let's not forget, the Saints also got Chris Olave, one of my favorite receivers out of Ohio State. He's going to be going into his second year. So there's a lot to be excited about for the Saints. If Derek Carr can play like that, the Saints could go to the playoffs. Especially with how putrid the NFC South is, you know, and how bad the NFC conference is as a whole. So it's going to be interesting. But the question still is, can Derek Carr win those games? We don't know. But look at Derek Carr. He's playing with a really good Saints team. The Saints have one of the best defenses in the NFC. They got a really good offensive line. The Saints got a really good receiving core when healthy, and they got Alvin Kamara. So it's gonna be interesting to see how the Saints look this season. You know, yeah. But there's another quarterback that I can't forget to talk about. I gotta talk about Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert signed a big contract with the Chargers. Justin Herbert, he's gonna be working with new offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. I think the Chargers are going to be very dangerous this year. You know, I believe this is a team. First of all, I think this is a team that can definitely be a dark horse in the AFC and potentially be a team that can take out the Chiefs. You know, obviously the Chiefs are going to be the top dog going into the AFC, obviously, because they're the defending Super Bowl champs, and the Chiefs got the best quarterback in the entire league in Patrick Mahomes. You know, but I feel like adding Kellen Moore, you know, I think that relationship between those two, I think, is going to equal the success I think as long as those two are on the same page, this Chargers offense can do things. You know, let's not forget about their defense. They got Khalil Mack. They got Joey Bosa. They got some talent on the defense. You know, the secondary, if they can stay healthy, the Chargers defense could be very dangerous. You know, obviously, we're all surprised on how Brandon Staley got to stay with the Chargers after he blew probably one of the biggest leads, you know, in the history of the NFL. You know, and yeah, obviously we can't forget about the Vikings and the Colts game when the Colts dominated the Vikings and the Vikings came back. I believe the score was like, what, 38 to what, 10? The Vikings came back, tied it up, and won the game by field goal. You know, but there's a lot of exciting. I think this is going to be a fun game. You know, these are two teams that are going to get better. You know, so it's going to be interesting. But I'm not here to talk about that, guys. I'm here to talk about my New York Giants. The Giants. Oh, it was a crazy week. It was a crazy week for the Giants, but there was a lot of great things to see. Obviously, you know, the Giants clearly had a huge bounce back game in week two of the NFL preseason. You know, next Saturday we're going to be playing Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. God, Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. And as you all heard, Aaron Rodgers, he is expected to have his date. Aaron Rodgers, he is expected to he's expected to get on the field. You know, so it's gonna be the first time that we are all going to witness clearly the most talented quarterback of all time. You know, play for a team that's been horrible for a long time. Obviously there's a lot of things being talked about for both of these teams. It's so crazy. Both of these teams have been horrible for the past, you know, both of these teams have been horrible, you know, for a long time. And just seeing the uprising of the Jets and the Giants, that's great for New York football. You know, like, I mean, the only great team that's known for, you know, and even though the Jets and the Giants don't play in New York, they play in New Jersey, the Bills have been the talk of the town. Now it's the Jets, you know. I'm not trying to say the Bills aren't going to be great. Of course they are, you know. But when it comes to the playoffs, for some reason the Bills, they're always what they. It's for some reason the Bills are always one step behind. And you guys heard what I said in my record prediction. I said if Sean McDermott doesn't get anything going, he's going to get fired. I mean, there's no excuse. This guy, he's working with one of the best rosters in Bills history. You got a quarterback in Josh Allen who's talented enough to lead this team to a Super Bowl. But I don't know if I can trust the Bills offensive play caller, because Brian Daboll, he's not there anymore. You know. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Bills' play calling looks on the offensive side. I'm not worried about the defense. We all know how talented the Bills' defense is. You know, if they can stay healthy, the Bills could have one of the best defenses in the AFC. You know, but it's all about their offense. You know, obviously. In today's game, you need your offense to step up, because if your offense doesn't step up, you're not going to win the game. That's just how the league works now, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see how all three, It's going to be interesting to see how all three New York teams play this season. All three teams will be facing each other. The Jets will face the Giants this upcoming regular season. Obviously, the Bills will face the Jets because the Bills and the Jets play in the same division, and the Giants are going to face the Bills. You know, so it's like a battle. It's like the Battle of New York. But obviously, the biggest question for all three New York teams: who will be the first one to win a Super Bowl? Obviously, neither of these teams haven't been to the Super Bowl since. I mean, the only team that's been to a Super Bowl not that long ago was the Giants, and that was around what, 2011. So that's like what, 15 years ago. You know, the Jets haven't made a Super Bowl since the 60s, and the Bills they made four Super Bowls and lost them all. So, and the last time the Bills have been to the Super Bowl was around what, the late 90s. So it's gonna be interesting to see how all three teams who've been talked about, you know, like, when will we ever see one of these teams even hold a Lombardi Trophy? I think now's the year. I think all three teams are talented enough to go to a Super Bowl. The Giants can go because the NFC conference ain't that good, and the Giants are in one of the best divisions, and the Giants are talented enough. You know, Brian Daboll, he's clearly showed everyone that he can coach any quarterback. You know, that's what Brian Daboll shown. You know, what Brian Daboll is saying is that you could give me any quarterback. You could give me a quarterback that was the last pick in the draft. You know, I mean, look at Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. This guy went 7-1, took the 49ers to a playoff game, won a playoff game. You know, and now look at Brock Purdy. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers. Which we all thought it should have been Trey Lance because Trey Lance got drafted. But Trey Lance, it looks like he's not picking up the system. He's not picking up what Kyle Shanahan wants from the offense. You know? So, I mean, that's what Brian Daboll is doing. You know, Daniel Jones, we all know. You know, Daniel Jones, he probably wasn't supposed to be a top six. He wasn't supposed to be a top pick in the NFL draft, which is okay. You don't have to be a top pick in any draft to be great. You know, because usually the quarterbacks that get drafted in the early rounds, those are the ones that usually struggle because there's so much pressure on them and everyone expects them to be great. You know, everyone expected Trevor Lawrence to be great. He wasn't, you know. Now, the reason why Patrick Mahomes was so great, because Patrick Mahomes, he was in a good situation. He was, you know, the Chiefs were already talented when Patrick Mahomes got there. You know, even when he was learning under Alex Smith. You know, so it's very, you know, but I'm not trying to talk about that. All I'm saying is this. You know, all I'm saying is this. Well, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, all I'm saying is you don't have to be great. You know, you don't have to be great. You know, like, you don't have to be the best quarterback in the draft to be great. That's all I'm saying. Ben Roethlisberger, everyone passed up on him. And look what happened. Ben Roethlisberger took the Steelers to what? Three Super Bowls, and he won two of them, I think. You know, Ben Roethlisberger went to the Pro Bowl six times. You know, he was an MVP. Eli Manning, no one wanted Eli. And Eli, you know, what happened? Eli went to the Super Bowl. He became a two-time MVP. You know, Peyton Manning, he got passed up. No one wanted him. Peyton Manning took the Colts to the Super Bowl. took the Broncos to the Super Bowl. You know, so you don't have to be, you don't have to be great. You don't have to be the greatest quarterback in the draft to be great. That's all I'm saying. And look at, I'm not trying to offend Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. You know, obviously these are two quarterbacks who are playing and who are playing for two teams who need, you know, who need time to get better, you know. But that's the point of getting better, you know. Daniel Jones was in the same situation. You know, he was playing for a Giants team He was playing for a Giants team that didn't have a sense of winning, you know. They had a GM who thought he was doing everything right, which he wasn't. You know, Dave Gettleman, Dave Gettleman was the problem. You know, I mean, if you really think about it, it wasn't Joe Judge. It was Dave Gettleman, because the GM controls how the offseason goes. You know, Dave Gettleman screwed it all up. He screwed everything up. He took Odell Beckham away. He got rid of Landon Collins. You know, so you get. But Dave Gettleman, he didn't do that bad in the draft. I mean, the players that are on the Giants roster right now, they were handpicked by Dave Gettleman. Andrew Thomas, he was drafted by Dave Gettleman. Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, they were drafted by Dave Gettleman. Xavier McKinney was drafted by Dave Gettleman. And all of those, he wasn't that bad as a drafter. I think it was his decision making when it came to him picking the right guys for the coaching staff. Because the coaching staff, you know, the coaching staff determines how great you are. You know, that's what your job as a head coach is in the NFL, to make players better. And they weren't doing their jobs. So we had to fire Dave Gettleman and we had to bring in a new GM. And that's obviously what separates Joe Shane from Dave Gettleman, because he does everything right. He makes the right decisions. You know, obviously the Bills over the past 5-6 years have been, you know, they've been going up when the Giants have been going down. The Bills went to 4 straight AFC championship games when the Giants just sat on their couch and just watched them succeed. You know, so John Mara, he thought about it and he took a different direction, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do. Sometimes, you know, like, it's like when you eat something different for the first time and you're going to assume that it's nasty, but when you eat it, it's actually good. That's what I like, you know. All I'm trying to say is this: don't be afraid to make decisions that you're going to regret, because you don't know if you're going to regret it. John Mara was afraid. He was afraid to pick guys that he had no, he had no idea who they were. And look at who he did. He went a different direction. And look at, the Giants are great now. You know, like, I understand. And like, I get it. I understand John Mara. He wants to build the Giants in his own way. Because, I mean, the way his father did it, you know, even though I wasn't around when that happened, I've heard stories. You know, John Mara's father, Wellington Mara, he did things the Giant way. He brought in people that he knew very well, you know. But it doesn't work like that anymore. We're not in those days anymore. You gotta be different. Like, doing things the old way doesn't work now in the new days. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work now in the new days. You gotta think newly. You gotta think creatively now, because it doesn't work now. Just like, you know, it's very similar to how I say, oh, quarterbacks who just drop back and just throw, they're not gonna succeed because defenses defensive players nowadays, they're quicker, they're faster, they're much more flexible, they're athletic, they can get around an offensive tackle in seconds. And defensive coordinators are smarter now in today's game, so that's why you see quarterbacks that are very athletic, mobile. They can use their legs out of the pocket. They can throw crazy passes. And Patrick Mahomes, he's the definition of all that. I mean, did you see what Patrick Mahomes did in training camp? He literally threw a pass around his back. And it was amazing. It was a spiral. It wasn't floppy. It was a perfect pass. Patrick Mahomes is the definition of an all-around great quarterback. You know, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, so it's gonna be interesting. I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited. Right? But anyways, I can't believe I just wasted 20 minutes talking about that. I just had to talk about it. I don't know. But guys, now I can talk about what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about the things I think. And one of the things that I think and I really want to talk about is the connection between Darren Waller and Daniel Jones. Obviously, this is a connection that, you know, this is a connection that didn't happen by accident. You know, it didn't happen by accident. You know, earlier today, Tony Del Genio took a deep dive into what the Giants can expect from Darren Waller this season. You know, as Friday's three catches for 30 yards in one series, and you know, Tony's fine analysis indicate, I think the answer is a lot, provided of, you know, of course, that the 31-year-old remains healthy. You know, I mean, after Friday's game, this guy, Darren Waller, opened up about how he and Daniel Jones have built what looks like a smooth connection in a short window of time since the Giants traded the pick they acquired from the Chiefs for Kadarius Toney to acquire him. You know, it certainly didn't happen by accident or in front of the cameras. You know, Darren Waller was saying a lot of reps that take place since April, with OTAs and then throwing sessions. throwing sessions that nobody else was at, except us and a couple of receivers. And he continued on saying, just continuing to get reps in, knowing where each other is, the timing we want, where we expect each other to be, where I expect the ball to be, where he expects me to be when he releases something. So just a lot of time on task, you know. I mean, look, if you're going to ask me, is it fair to expect a 1,000-yard receiving season, which would be Darren Waller's first since 2020? I don't know that. You know, I mean, the Giants have a lot of mouths to feed in the passing game. And Saquon Barkley to hand the rock to. I do know this, though. I do know Darren Waller's presence on the field changes everything about this Giants passing attack. Oh, and Tony D. Tony D is correct about one more thing. At one time, the Kadarius Toney pick seemed like a disaster, but Joe Shane turned Toney into Darren Waller and sixth-round pick Trey Hawkins III. If those two players continue to perform the way they have this offseason, I think that will be a net plus for the Giants, you know? Here are a few more things I think as we head toward the final week of preseason. Let's talk about the rookies, man. I mean, every rookie that Joe Shane drafted in April has been impressive this summer. Every single one. You know, look, Deontay Banks, John Mechichmas, Jalen Hyatt, Eric Gray, Trey Hawkins III, Jordan Riley, and Javarius Owens should all have some role with the Giants during the 2023 season. I have already seen the idea online that this draft could rival the 2007 class that propelled the Giants to an unexpected Super Bowl title. I will admit that comparison has crossed my mind. I mean, let's pump the brakes a bit, though. Let's pump the brakes. I mean, the 2007 class of Aaron Ross, Steve Smith, Jay Alford, Zach DiAssi, Kevin Boss, Adam Coates, Michael Johnson, and Ahmad Bradshaw helped the Giants win the Super Bowl. A couple of those guys helped the Giants win two Super Bowls. The current rookie class, look, they only played two preseason games. All seven players Joe Shane picked in this draft have been impressive. And there is a tremendous amount of there's also a tremendous amount of ability there. And it's easy to get carried away dreaming about the possibilities. I wouldn't doubt any of those players have long, successful careers. Things change, though, once the regular season comes, once teams, exhaustively study the film of each player and game plan to expose weaknesses they believe they have, uncovered. Brian Daboll and Wink Martindale should talk confidently. Obviously, it's no easy talk, though, to be a rookie cornerback in the NFL, and starting two of them will have difficult moments. There will be a learning curve for all of these rookies. Giants fans have watched Daniel Jones, Andrew Thomas, and Dexter Lawrence grow from what they are, from what they were as rookies. They know that Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal, last year's first round picks, are expected to be better. As offensive line coach Bobby Johnson said the other day, every second year player should make a leap from year one to year two in his NFL career. So as excited as you are, or me, or any other Giants fan about these young players right now, keep in mind that there will be rough patches. That's all I'm saying. Another thing I want to talk about is the roster construction. I think it's worth remembering that Joe Shane name-dropped undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton during the broadcast of Friday's game. Joe Shane pointed out Bryce Ford Wheaton's play on special teams as noteworthy, which needed to be considered when building the roster. Head coach Brian Daboll reiterated that point yesterday. Brian Daboll is saying, if you're not a starter or you can't do it, play special teams, then you're probably not going to be around very long. And it's understandable. If you can earn a role and you can do something really well, regardless of what team it is on, a defensive unit, an offensive unit, a punt team unit, a punt return team unit, and you're really good at it, you have a chance of sticking around a place, So there's I'd say a lot of competitive spots right now that people are kind of vying for, and certainly special teams, particularly with role players, backup players, can make a big difference. Bubble players who would seem, unlikely to contribute much, if anything, on special teams include wide receivers Sterling Shepard, Cole Beasley, David Sills, and maybe Jameson Crowder, veteran safety Bobby McCain, and running back James Robinson. There will be a couple of surprises where when the Giants set their intentional 53-man roster. Bryce Ford Wheaton making the team at the expense of an accomplished veteran would be one. Joe Shane's words, though, provide a reminder of how much special teams matter in building a roster. And the last thing I want to talk about is this. The PUP guys. The Giants have only two players remaining on the physically unable to perform list. Wide receiver Wando Robinson and cornerback Aaron Robinson. Joe Shane recently said that he thought Wando Robinson was close to being taken off PUP. I will be concerned about the second-year receiver's availability to start the season if that does not happen Monday or Tuesday. And as for Aaron Robinson, I haven't heard nothing. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if he begins the regular season on the PUP list as well. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. So, yeah, guys, those are all the things that I wanted to talk about. And those are also the things I think, so yeah, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. It's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing goes down. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Let me know how you guys feel about everything I had to say about all the things I think, when it comes to Daniel Jones and the Darren Waller connection and all the other things. So, it's going to be exciting. But like I said before, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. So far that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I already said that. I will keep you guys updated with more. I'll keep you guys updated for more Giants news or updates if there are any. I will also keep you guys updated about any lists if I have any. And if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. But until then, I'm out. Peace.